My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube if you'd like as well at the Team 980. We have been told that we can get some audio from Ashburn, so if you want to hear from Dan Quinn, we'll get you some cuts later on in the show, 6 o'clock. Coming up at 5:30, we will go through the entirety of the roster to break down all of the positions, or position by position, what was decided today. Although, as we've told you all day long, what's decided today isn't necessarily what's going to be true by tomorrow. But it is 5 o'clock. We have our own announcement to make, and it's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Today, it is our pleasure to welcome our pal, Mitch Tischler, co-host of the Beltway Football Podcast. Of course, co-hosted with J.P. Finley. Mitchell, how are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well, and I am very excited that because we only pick our regularly appearing guests by mnemonic literary devices, that we are going to do this all year long. People already know that we have Mondays with Michael Phillips, and now, Mitch, we're going to do Tischler Tuesdays.
Get the air horns ready. Let's go.
Yeah, Anthony, why don't we have air horns ready? What are we doing? Why do we not have air horns?
Not right now.
Not right now. No. Mitch, I'm so sorry. We don't have air horns. What we do have on my very silly board is did you ever hear the story or remember the story of that F-35 that got lost last year?
Yeah.
And there was that viral interview with the guy who made the noise of what he thought the airplane sounded like?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have that. So that's not an air horn, but that's kind of what we got.
You know what? That works for me.
Excellent.
What about a trumpet?
A trumpet, Anthony? We're not racing. He's coming on to talk football.
Yeah, but Anthony knows.
That's why I asked.
What was that, Mitch?
Anthony knows I'm a degenerate gambler, so I'm good with it.
That's true. Hey, all right, we're off to the races. All right, Mitch is going to join us on Tuesdays all season long. We're really pumped about it. We're going to be able to talk about the game. I always love Tuesdays, Mitch, because you kind of get that chance to decompress on Monday. Maybe you get a little more context, start watching the film. But today, sir, we are reacting to the breaking news of the 53-man roster being named. Any, for you, major surprises, shocks, things that you're really happy that happened? Like, what's the biggest storyline or headline out of this initial 53 for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two biggest surprises to me are Colton Yankoff making the roster. This coaching staff obviously wants these tight ends to be able to block and do a couple different things. He's a guy that kind of might be a Ben Sennett light type player where he can line up at tight end, but also can line up in the backfield and, you know, be kind of that fullback, type chess piece. And then, you know, some of those cuts were a little surprising to me. I would have liked to have seen Ricky Stromberg on this roster. I think that, you know, I don't know that you're really going to get a ton out of Trent Scott. I haven't been particularly impressed what I've seen out of him at tackle. I kind of thought Chris Paul would be your kind of fourth tackle slash guard piece, and then you could allow Stromberg to develop as a center, which last year he should have done but wasn't given the opportunity to. I think he'll be a NFL player here. I'm a little disappointed he's not here.
Yeah, he's one that I was like, man, he was a third-round pick last year. If you can find a way to keep him, it feels like someone else would probably pick him up. And at this point, if you're him, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go somewhere else. But just never really the same after the injury. I also wonder, Mitch, like with that number two waiver claim, do you think O-line would be your number one target? Or are you going corner, wide receiver, some other position for any number of reasons?
Yeah, I think them keeping six wide receivers kind of tells you that they're probably going to be looking in that direction. I think they're going to be looking at some of these veteran tackles that get released, which kind of we've been talking about since the beginning. I think there's a chance that while Colson Yankoff is a good story, he might be a short-term roster guy that then gets, you know, dropped down to practice squad and maybe they play that game with him a little bit. They might have been a little concerned. I think DB certainly is somewhere where you've got to look at what comes on the open market. I mean, they only kept five corners. I think, you know, maybe the same kind of thing could be talked about possibly with maybe Percy Butler or somebody, that safety group kind of making that, you know, up and down change. Dominic Hampton making that linebacker along with Michael Walker was a little surprising to me. I think part of that was because of a Jordan McGee move to IR. But all in all, I think that this 53 is interesting because it can tell you a lot about how the coaches are looking at things. But I think a lot of things are going to change in the next 24 to 36 hours.
Yeah, for sure. Mitch Tischler is with us, of course, Beltway Football. Check out the podcast, him and JP, wherever you get yours. I don't want to spend too much time just like going back and battering Rivera, although, God, it could be fun on a day like today. But if we look realistically at the fact that 2023 is all but a lost draft class, Wino counted it up. There's only 12 players here that he drafted in the 4 years. What kind of challenge does that present in terms of trying to build a winner moving forward? So, you know, not trying to ask is just to be like, man, he sucked at this. Yep, we got it. Cool. He sucked at this. What does it actually mean for Adam Peters trying to dig out of that hole?
Yeah, I mean, I think it means exactly that. They're digging out of a hole. You know, across the board with Ron's draft, I don't think we have to go back and adjudicate it, but you can look at players who you thought they should have drafted. Christian Darrisaw, you know, Christian Gonzalez up in New England last year. I mean, a bunch of guys that, you know, have kind of been playing better than the player that the Commanders drafted. Listen, they're working out of a hole here, and I think you see it. You have a roster with, I think I counted it up, I think 34 of the 53 players are new from last year. So they're resetting the tone here, and I think as you talk about expectations for this season, all of that has to play into it. You have to recognize that it's not just a new front office. It's not just a new coaching staff. For the most part, it's a whole brand new roster. And I think, you know, some of the guys that they decided to keep were interesting and kind of point you in that direction. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, I think, is a player that kind of points to that. KJ Henry is probably a higher floor than that player, but also a lower ceiling. And he wouldn't have gotten a ton of run on this roster. So by keeping Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who may have a little bit of a higher ceiling, you're giving a guy time to develop, and you're kind of looking long-term instead of just trying to win, you know, right now. And I think the same can be said about the Martavis Bryant cut.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think this ultimately tells us about Adam Peters and the way that he wants to team build?
You know, it's going to sound maybe harsh or weird for some Commanders fans to hear it, but like, this is how NFL rosters work. Like, you don't get a roster spot just because you were drafted in a particular spot. You get a roster spot because you earned it and you played your way onto it. And, you know, obviously when regimes change, what the coaches are looking for also changes. So that plays a part into the number of changes that we've seen here. But I also think it's them kind of putting their foot down. And it started with the Jahan Dotson trade. And I think you look at all these, you know, draft picks from last year that were cut or moved on from, and it tells you that, you know, they want to create this competition world. They want players who are going to play the game their way, and it's kind of one of those things. You're either with us or you're gone.
At quarterback, they keep three. How much of that do you think has to do with kind of the keeping the room the same for Jaden, Marcus's injury, Driscoll just largely playing well the last 6 months? Like, what do you think goes into them deciding that it's worth it to keep a third guy?
Yeah, I think I have a little bit of a unpopular thought here in that I think Jeff Driscoll, though he didn't play particularly well in the preseason, so maybe that takes it back a step. But I think, you know, obviously they want Jaden to start every game this season. And I think, to me, if Jaden, for some reason Jaden gets hurt or whatever happens, and they have to go with someone long-term, I think Driscoll's the better kind of multi-game starter option than Marcus Mariota is, because I think he can operate this offense a little bit better than Marcus Mariota can. I think, you know, in a pinch, Mariota is great to step in game with a, you know, an injury or whatever may happen to replace Jaden. But I think long-term, I like Driscoll a little bit better than Mariota to operate this thing. I think in this day and age, you got to keep three quarterbacks. I mean, you know, you don't want to ever end up in a situation like obviously Sam Fran did. And quite frankly, if it's a player that you think is close to a, you know, close to being on a roster, he's probably going to get picked up by somebody else if you cut him. So I like the, you know, keeping the familiarity with Driscoll and, you know, going that direction.
Counterpoint. My brain may have been pickled too long doing sports talk radio, but counterpoint, Mitchell.
Please.
If Jaden Daniels were to miss extended time, I want them to tank their asses off. I want them to be terrible. I want them to be higher in the draft because I don't, like, realistically, this is a long-term project. And so if you're not going to be working on the most important part of the project, Jaden Daniels' development, I would like them to be as bad as possible, and I would like Sam Hartman to play if Jaden Daniels were to all of a sudden miss the last 6 weeks of the season. That's my counterpoint.
Let's be honest. If Jaden goes down, neither Marcus or Jeff Driscoll or Sam Hartman or Trace McSorley or QBX that you're going to pick up off the street is going to go in there and you know, be a world beater and win you a ton of football games. So if Jaden goes down the season, we know where the season is going anyway. And regardless of who's out there, they're not going to win a bunch of games. But Jeff Driscoll is going to complete more passes to your receivers. He's going to allow you to evaluate the rest of the roster. We've seen in other years bringing in backup QBs who don't allow you to evaluate a roster because they can't complete a pass. I don't know where Marcus Mariota sits in the pantheon of backup Commanders QBs, but I think Mariota would be difficult to continue the evaluation process if he ends up out there.
Fair point. And also, that is me. Anthony, is this wood, this table in here? It's covered in like a linoleum, but I think there's wood underneath.
Yeah.
Okay. That's me knocking on wood that nothing happens to Jaden Daniels, just so we're clear.
Right. I mean, listen, the whole roster is interesting. The most important thing this year is what happens with number five back there, a quarterback. And I don't think anyone is, you know, anyone's confused by that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Mitch, I'm very excited to do this all year long. Really appreciate you agreeing to do this. And in that spirit, we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Absolutely. And if I can make a request, Anthony, let's get an air horn ready to go next week.
Yep, there we go. All right, Anthony, you on the air horn patrol over there?
Yes, I got you.
Okay, excellent. Mitchell, thank you for your knowledge, your insights, and your air horn requests.
I love it. I'm looking forward to it all year. Thanks,
excellent. Bud. See ya. That's Mitch Tischler, everybody. Tischler Tuesdays, they're coming. They're here. We just did it. Every week, he's going to join us for Not My Beat, breaking down the tape and all that stuff here on the Team 980. 5:30, we're going to roll through position by position, see how we did on our roster projection, and also, more importantly, give you some analysis based off of each position group. But we'll continue to roll around some of the big cuts and big news items in the rest of the NFL next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.